Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in Daryl Ryder.
Brought
to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Seems you got into a little bit of a hey-roo with the Afternoon Boys earlier this week over Jed Wills, huh?
I guess if that's what you want to call it.
Ooh, Daryl Ryder. Now, you said that what the media is ganging up on Jed Wills? You said the media is ganging up on Jed Wills?
I just didn't think that the complete picture was being painted. He said more than just he made a business decision. He explained everything that was going on, and I actually take Kevin Stefanski at his words that, Jed just picked the wrong words to use there, and, you know, that the benching, or whatever you want to call it, was not related to that.
Well, then again, I'd have to ask Kevin Stefanski. I wasn't there, but I'd want to ask Kevin Stefanski, okay, what did he mean by it then? Are your doctors at fault? Is he at fault? Is there a difference between hurt and injured? What did he mean by it?
Well, everyone got caught up in the headline, but Jed went on to say that he is dealing with cartilage damage in his knee. He's dealing with a bone bruise in his knee. It's the same knee that he had surgery on. He referenced the fact that he has played through injury before, the ankle injuries, and when he has done that and not played well, he'd get ripped for that. And so he just didn't want to subject himself to a more severe knee injury and then the ridicule that was going to come with him not being able to play up to the level that he felt was required to go out there. So, like, what he said made complete sense. The problem is, number one, he's not been a consistent player since being drafted in the first round. And two, he used the magic words business decision that myself and everyone else picked up on. And everything else that he said after that, explaining it, got lost in the sauce, so to speak. So,
sure as hell did.
Yeah, so, like, I just think that what he said made complete sense, but he used two words that you probably shouldn't be using when your team is 2-7. I talked to a couple of folks this week, and, you know, like, what if Myles Garrett said that? Like, let's go back. Remember when he flipped the car, whenever he had the shoulder injury, and he still played through it? But what if Myles Garrett said that? You know, my shoulder's messed up, and I got to make a business decision here, not to play.
It would have led SportsCenter more than likely.
Right. But, like, I just kind of feel like that Jed, the fact that he's not been a really good player, he's not been real consistent on the field. I think that there's a lot of things that are used against him, and I get it, but here's the thing, people got to understand. The Browns are going to be making a business decision this offseason, and he ain't going to be here. So it doesn't matter. He's already been benched. He's not playing Sunday. At least he's not supposed to play Sunday. It's going to be DeJuan Jones. By the way, I'd like to point out, Ken, DeJuan's been the left tackle for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, you told me he wasn't going to be, so I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I said he didn't want to be. I said he didn't want to be. I mean, hey, if we're going to start digging up the past, I mean, you were the first person to tell me about Jed Wills and how some people were questioning his toughness. I got a mind like an elephant, too. Well, we got some tough talking people around here. DeJuan Jones told me point blank. It was on the radio. We played it on the radio.
I know.
He didn't want to play left tackle.
Well, guess what? He's playing left tackle right now.
Sometimes fate chooses you, young man.
You know what? Sometimes you don't get to pick and choose what you get to do, right?
Apparently.
Sometimes you got to do what the boss tells you to do. And, well, the boss told him, son, you playing left tackle.
All right, Daryl. We got a heated exchange.
Oh, he's spicy this morning,
Tone. I love this version of Daryl. All right, we got into a heated exchange earlier about Jameis Winston. And I get it. Right now, the college quarterbacks... if you listen to Albert Breer, if you listen to other people, what scouts are telling them around the league, they are saying that if it were any other draft, these would be second day and lower draft picks. With that said, I told Ken, I'd rather take a stab at the draft if the alternative is Jameis Winston is your quarterback next year. What say you?
Well, then you'll just be doing what you've been doing for the last 25 years. And it's not.
You think all these quarterbacks are terrible?
I don't know if they're terrible. I watch college football as a casual fan. Because the team's where it's at, I've been reading a lot about the fact that these quarterbacks are not highly regarded by the folks that really study and analyze college football. So I am not in favor of just taking a guy because you need to take a guy. That's the worst possible thinking process you can have. There's other needs on this team. They got to address offensive line. They probably could use a safety. They could probably use some defensive line help. So maybe another young running back, not in the first round, of course, but there are other needs on this football team. Outside of they're going to have to replace Deshaun Watson at some point, what I think the best case scenario for the Browns right now is that Jameis Winston plays more like he did against the Baltimore Ravens than he did against the Los Angeles Rams, so that maybe there's a little hope that this guy can just be the bridge to the next one, because the options are just they're just not good. All the experts are saying the options in the draft are not good. So don't reach. And frankly, you're going to be, whether you stick with Winston next year or you go to the scrap heap of NFL quarterbacks like you've been going to for the last 25 years, it's not an appealing situation for the Browns right now at that position. And they did it to themselves. They have themselves to blame. So, but I am absolutely against. If the quarterback isn't worth it, I am absolutely against them reaching and just taking a guy in the first round because, well, they need a young quarterback on the roster. Nope, spend a second or a third or a fourth or whatever. Go the DTR route here. Later in the draft, pick them. Try and see if you can do a little development behind the scenes while you have whatever mess you acquire in the offseason. Be the bridge to the future. That's where I think the Browns have to go in this situation.
Daryl, I think part of it is you may be right. You and Ken might be 100% right. And
oh,
all the
I know I'm right. there's no maybe about it. I'm right.
What I'm talking about is how in the world are the Browns selling Cleveland Browns football 2025 quarterback room, Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston? How are they selling that?
Well, they could sell it. It's better than Daniel Jones. It's better than whatever other, free agent option.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's out there, right? It's better than bringing back Joe Flacco, and I'm gonna look out for the lightning to strike me, because some Browns fan somewhere is gonna be very angry at me for saying that. But I think that that's, you know, what it is. I personally don't think they can put Deshaun on the field ever again. That's just me. I realize the contract is what it is. I realize the salary cap obligation is what it is. But I think that selling Jameis and selling some other scrap heap quarterback is a lot easier than selling not only to fans, but to the locker room, hey, Deshaun's still our guy. You know what I mean? Like, I think trying something else is an easier, as you put it there, Anthony, sales job to fans than trying to run Deshaun Watson out there and say, yeah, we still believe in this guy. He's played 19 games since 2020, and the 19 games he's played for us haven't been that great, but he's our guy. He's going to help us win. He's going to get us back to the playoffs and help us compete for a Super Bowl, because that, I don't think, is reality.
You have Jim Schwartz saying yesterday that the death of the running back has been greatly exaggerated, and he brought up Alvin Kamara. What type of season, had Nick Chubb not been injured last year, what type of season do you think he'd be having this season?
Well, it's hard to say, because the offense was changed. This is not a run priority style offense that they put together this offseason, Ken. So I feel like that devalue is the wrong word. I'm not going to pull a Jed Wills on you and use the wrong words here. But it's maybe minimized a little bit. The scope gets slimmed down a little bit. I think that had he not gotten injured, he'd be doing what he's always done. He'd be averaging, you know, 5+ yards per carry. Maybe the Browns would actually have an offensive play that's gone for 40 yards this season. Like, even the expansion Browns did that. Even the 1-31 Browns could have plays go for over 40 yards. This offense is so incompetent, they can't even do that, let alone score points. And it's probably a big reason why they struggle scoring points, because they're not getting the big explosive plays. And I do think that Chubb would be delivering on some of those. We've seen glimpses. He only had the 15-yard burst. He had the 11-yard burst. But they say he's getting better and better and rounding back into form. Chubb said it again this week that he's feeling better and better as the weeks go on. So as we get into November-style football here and the quarterback situation being what it is, maybe they will try and run the ball more. Hopefully the scoreboard will allow them to run the ball more. And, you know, Chubb will get an opportunity, because I think the thing with Chubb is he needs reps. He needs carries, and they've not been in a position to give him those. And again, I go back to the offensive system. I don't know that this offense was designed to give him a ton of carries either. So,
Daryl, I want to go back to something here, because it's an itch that I have to scratch. You said you were right. You said, I know I'm right. What do you say you knew you were right about?
No, I know I'm right about the quarterback situation that Anthony was talking about.
And what was that?
Well, when he was saying, well, you know, assuming you and Ken are right, and I know I'm right. Don't draft a guy for the sake of drafting a guy. Don't put Deshaun back on the
field. But how can I guarantee that they're drafting a guy for the sake of drafting a guy when you admitted you don't even really watch college football or watch these quarterbacks
coming out? Because I'm reading what's being written about these guys right now by the folks that really pay attention to this stuff. I
don't care. Wait, you're telling me that these guys never get anything wrong? I mean, Dane Brugler is a friend. Dane Brugler never gets anything wrong? Go ask Paxton Lynch if he got anything wrong about him.
Shall I go through the list of 36 other guys the Browns have gotten wrong since 1999?
You're more than welcome to. And if any of those guys come back to draft any of these quarterbacks, then I guess you're right, except that they weren't. They're fired. They're on their ass, or they're doing media, or they're working for other NFL teams. Don't give me the history when we're talking about the future, Daryl.
Well, but here's the thing. Is this regime made a colossal mistake.
And this regime might not even be here coming up in April.
And this regime also drafted a young quarterback who I think we can agree probably isn't going to be the guy, right?
In the sixth round?
Well, yeah.
That counts?
Yeah. Has he not started games for the Browns?
Not on purpose.
Have they put him on the field?
Not on purpose. He had to because the guy they paid $230 million guaranteed wasn't able to play that day.
Right. And how's it gone?
It wouldn't go very well for a six-round quarterback. Yeah. Daryl, this isn't a point. This is your point, DTR, and I just told you these guys they might not be around come April.
Right.
Oh, for the love of God. Are you hearing any of this?
I'm enjoying thoroughly all of this.
It doesn't make any sense. So we're not supposed to take anybody because we've had a cavalcade of idiots play the position for the last 25 years. So we should just, I mean, you're going back. This is like we're doing the show in 2016 all over again. Daryl.
The premise is you don't draft a guy because you just absolutely have to fill that need. That is the worst decision-making process ever.
Of course.
That's my point.
But what I'm telling you is, Daryl, they're 2-7. So tomorrow morning at around 11:30, get ready to watch some college football because they're going to take somebody. You better get an opinion ready for somebody, buddy.
Well, my opinion is I wouldn't use a first-round pick on any of these quarterbacks.
But you just said you haven't watched much college football this year.
I have. I just haven't studied these guys.
Oh.
I will start doing some homework for you, and studying these guys that all the experts say stink to high heaven and are not worth first-round picks.
And there's plenty of guys that the experts get wrong every single year.
And you know what? There's 39 quarterbacks the Browns have gotten wrong since 1999.
And you're counting Dorian Thompson-Robinson in the sixth round is one of them.
They drafted him. They've played him.
Okay, there's been about one six-rounder.
And there's a segment of fans, Ken, that would love to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson start games on beginning Sunday.
There's also crazy people at the corner of a road. I don't pay attention to them either.
Hey, all I know is I can't wait to watch Bailey Zappe play for the Cleveland Browns at some point season. It's going to happen, and I'm here for it at this point, right?
When is the closest game to Christmas? The 19th. Thursday night football, too.
I don't think they're going to be playing on Thursday night football by then. They got three Zappe primetime games after.
Yeah, that'll probably go away.
I think they could get flexed.
We should have given Josh Rosen an opportunity.
Dr. Rosen.
Josh Rosen, who's now at the Wharton School of Business, Kenny.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
I love the Fletch pull
does
there.
He,
good
does
job,
he
Ken.
Put the flow? Thank you very much. Does he put the flag outside? Does he have a house on Lake Road and he puts the flag out?
Probably.
There you go. All right, Daryl, thanks for having fun. That was a blast.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy the college football and watching all those quarterbacks that everyone says stink, Ken.
Joke's on you, Pally. I got to put up Christmas lights tomorrow. I ain't going to be watching.
Hey, so do I.
Darryl
Have a good weekend.
You as well, my friend. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's been
feisty.
Great this week.
Feisty,
Daryl. Been on fire
We've
this
given
week.
You a feisty Friday show, I think, today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.